Sasha's Review. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Paul?
It's so nice to see you in your office 2 weeks in a row, sitting upright. It's unbelievable.
Believe it.
It's crazy.
From those arm curls I did a week ago, it's 3 pound weights.
I lost a lot of money betting that you would be sublime or whatever in your bed today. I've lost all my kids' college tuition.
Fortunately,
they don't go to college anymore, so I had nothing to worry about.
Many years past college. Right. I can't believe they're many years past college. I feel like they're both still in college. I remember when they were both still in school and you were running them around.
Exactly. It's insane. Anyway, we've gotten hundreds of emails wondering how Sasha liked the drum circle. How did it go? I've said, keep it. I know you've been dying to tell me. We were talking prior to taping the show. You wanted to tell me. I said, I want my reaction on air because I know when something involves you, it's going to be insane. There is no way that everything went calm and everything was perfect.
There's so many times it's calm and nothing happens, and but that's when I start to get bored with my life. I think right. I need these, anyway, it was crazy.
Shocking. So I win money on this one. And it's funny how it all evens out.
Tuition, exactly. Right. Yin yang. Well, I went to the drum circle and there was somebody checking people in with a clipboard. Mm-hmm. So I figured that's the person that I'm supposed to go to and say, my partner, Paul, got us 2 passes to the drum circle. So I go, I say that, and she's looking, and she goes, your name's not on here. Your name's not on here. And I said, Sasha with Community News. I said, maybe it's under Sasha. I gave my other name,
Right.
She was looking. She didn't find it anywhere. Then this guy walks up, and he had a tag on that said his name was Mark and that he was the marketing director.
The marketing director of the community center.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And he was very grumpy. And he said to me, I had a friend with me because you got me 2 passes. And he said to me, your name's not on the list. And I said, I know. I said, my podcast partner, Paul, put me on the list with us. He goes, I don't care who you know. I don't care who you know and who you are. I said, well, I wasn't saying that. I was just telling you as a matter of course that my partner, Paul, put me on that. I don't care who you know and I don't care who you are. I'm like, okay. So I said nothing. So then he looks at my friend, and my friend goes, I think we're supposed to have press passes. And he goes, oh, you think you're so fancy with the press? I don't care about the press. I hate the press. And she's like, well, that's fine, but I think we have press passes. And then he's like, I can't stand the press. So I was like, okay, well, and then he looks at me and he's like, shh. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I just tried to be quiet because I wanted to get into that drum circle like you told us, that I was supposed to. Then she said something else, and then he goes to her, are you related to this one? And I'm like, what is this guy's problem with me? All I said was, Paul put us down. I'm like, why am I getting this? So anyway.
I didn't even have to pay for this to happen. I just want you to know. This is all natural.
I feel like you put him up to that. I don't usually get that much of a bad reaction off the bat. Especially from a man. I was thinking, am I getting that old and fat that now I'm like the old fat person? So the guy, maybe when I was cuter and thinner and younger, like men didn't do that to me. But I'm like, am I now, have I crossed that threshold where now I'm just like another old fat annoying community member? And he's like, he was not liking me. So then he let us in. And then
he did get in. Okay, good.
Yeah, right, we were standing on the outskirts of the drum circle because we didn't want to cause any trouble. We didn't want to be, noticed. But we were noticed because we were the youngest people there at the community center. Everybody had white hair. And somebody came over to my friend and said, if you didn't dye your hair, would it be my color? And she goes, no.
That's amazing. Are you kidding me? That is amazing. That's amazing. I love that.
She goes, that's an intrusive question, like joking. And then she goes, no, well, my hair is usually, she goes, my hair would be black, but now it's light brown or whatever. And he's like, okay. So then they announced that there was free snacks and free ice cream off in like 2 trucks, refrigerated trucks that they brought. And everybody started running. And I thought it was like the end of the, it was like that scene in The Lion King when they're all running and they kill Mustafa by accident. Or is that when Simba's run? I don't know. When young Simba.
I don't remember. Those were.
But you know what I'm talking about. You picture the scene where all the animals are just going crazy and running over each other. And you're scared they're going to kill young Simba because run over. And we were like, what is going on here? So then my friend said, well, I want some free ice cream. Let's go. Let's go see what it is. So I thought it must be an ice cream sundae bar or something really fancy that they're all excited about. We went and they were just these little popsicles, the thin little kinds with like the white wrapper, the white plasticky wrapper, and a couple of pretzels, like really tiny mini pretzels. And I was like, what is going on?
So this was this was their energy before drumming, or they were supposed to get it after drumming and they just blew off drumming to go get their snacks?
This was before drumming. And I was thinking, now, is this these people's reentry issue? Or is this always what goes on here? Is this drum circle energy? Have they all smoked a lot of pot or something and now they've got the munchies?
Puffs is a sponsor of ours. If you're going to be buying pot in Townport, please go to Puffs. But go ahead with your story.
Yeah, so I don't know what was going on, to be honest.
So did you ever hear any drumming or did you just bolt at that point?
No, so we got our free ice cream and the mini pretzels.
How many ice creams and pretzels did you take?
I took one popsicle and no pretzels because I'm back on my diet, so I shouldn't have even had the popsicle. And I'm back on my lifestyle change, not a diet.
Wait a second. Is this crinkly food again that I'm going to have to contend with?
Back on crinkly food.
Yep. Okay. So you went to the drum circle. Were they any good drumming? Was it worth the time? How was it?
It was very, you know, like they call it hippie drum circle. It was very hippie drum circle. There were people with like sachet kind of, flowy.
Stevie Nicks
yeah,
type?
They were doing their best Stevie Nicks impersonation, let's put it that way. And there were people with Star Spangled Banner. One had a Star Spangled Banner outfit in sequins, which you would have liked, actually.
Oh.
One had a furry head. My son pointed it out afterwards when I was showing him the footage. He goes, oh, Paul would love this. I see a furry head in the crowd with a tail and everything.
Oh. It was amazing. Are you sure there wasn't any hallucinogenic drugs in the ice cream? You didn't have pretzels in the ice cream?
Maybe that's what it was, because they ran for it like they had not eaten in 5 days.
Wow.
So it was very exciting for all the people there. And I was thinking how one day, maybe that will be me. I'll be a regular at the drum circle and everyone will know me. Nobody there knew me.
That's unbelievable. No listeners. I find it hard to believe.
No listeners that introduced themselves. That was my dog sneezing. Sorry, everybody. If the microphone picked that up.
Other question. How is the schlepping the women to the hairdryer or hairdresser? Anything going on? That was me sneezing, by the way, not the dog that time.
I think that was my dog. My dog is having a cold.
He can't believe you're actually sitting up. He's waiting for you in bed to lie next to you in bed.
Nobody realizes I've spent a year and a half in bed.
Right. I've got a golden ticket.
Exactly. That was like you're joking, but I wonder why I gained all this weight laying around like a piece of jello.
So go ahead. Yeah, what we were saying?
Nobody's taken me up on the schlepping to the beauty parlor yet, but I thought maybe somebody there would, but none of them seemed to listen to the show, so I didn't, offer.
Okay, so that is still available to community, or are you blowing that off at this point? You're still looking to take octogenarians?
My dream. It seemed so good after my dream because I saw my cute Grandma Faye looking at me with the sad eyes. But after I saw all those people there, I was looking around actually thinking, are any of these people someone I would like to drive, every 2 weeks to the beauty parlor? And not really. So I think I'm less hot on that idea now. I'm now trying a different volunteer opportunity.
Okay, so that is done. So you're not driving people to the beauty parlor. They should not be contacting you anymore at this point.
Probably not.
Okay, fine.
I hate to say, because then if they do, and then I feel that they're not passing the audition requirement of being cute and nice, I don't want their feelings to be hurt that they walk away realizing they're not cute and nice.
Perfect. Perfect. There you go. Exactly. You couldn't fake cute and nice if you had to.
Right. Exactly.
Last thing, it is the last weekend in July coming up, first weekend in August. It is Christmas in July for all the stores in town. They'll be having a sidewalk sale all week, lasting through the weekend. Christmas in July, anybody who needs stuff for Christmas or to support the local community, go out to Main Street. Everybody is having a sale out there. Anything to say, Sasha? Will you be shopping?
Well, I won't be, because that's usually when I buy things I don't need, just because they're super cheap. So I'm not going to be buying anything. So now that we've moved so many times, I want to have as few possessions as possible.
So what Sasha is saying is she will be meandering over there and buying lots of crap. She does the opposite of what she still says.
Now, I want to live like I'm on a desert island with just a ball named Wilson, no mirrors in the house, you know.
So what would you do for sustenance? How would you eat? Would you spear fish like Tom Hanks did? Or would you eat coconuts all the time? Or what will you do?
I never got to go camping. I didn't learn how to gather my own food like that. So no, I'll be eating my crinkly food that comes to me by the mail in a box.
So on your desert island, they'll be delivering mail that you'll, on your desert island that you're living with a volleyball, they'll be delivering mail to you on a daily or weekly basis for your food.
It's like I'm on a desert island, but glamping. So, you know, imagine the upgrades of glamping, like the air conditioned tent and everything. So I will have conveniences that I need, but I just want the bare minimum. I don't want a lot of crap around.
So will there be Wi-Fi on this deserted island or no?
Oh, yes, because I need to continue my podcasting with you.
So a deserted island with Wilson the volleyball and glamping and Wi-Fi and crinkly food delivered daily or weekly or whatever needs to be.
Oh, yeah. More than that. I mean, I also need some friends there, my family, you know.
I got you. So basically,
deserted island except for me, my friends, my family, you, your family, some of your friends.
Got you. It sounds like paradise. It's perfect.
It does, doesn't it?
Exactly. All right, so Drum Circle did not go well. Christmas in July this weekend, or this week, all throughout the week in town. Make sure to go shop at the local merchants.
It's still July. Like, when July started, I was like, I can't believe it's already July. And now I'm like, I really can't believe it's still July.
Don't worry, our next show is in August, so you'll feel much better then.
Okay, it'll be 120 degrees.
Exactly.
Like summer, but with all this... what's it called? Global warming. I'm not liking it as much as I used to. I liked it when 80 degrees was hot. Now it's 120 degrees. I mean,
you need to get back into bed. That's obviously what the solution is. And just hide out in there. That's all.
You'll enjoy. I bought something that I saw called a cooling blanket so that I could actually lay in bed and not get hot.
As I said, you'll be seeing Sasha in town this weekend claiming that she won't be buying anything, but you'll be buying lots of crap there with everything on sale.
No.
And on that note, as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha.
Sasha, it's a pleasure. I will see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, Paul.
Take care.
We love you, community.
Bye.
Bye.